Speaking of Inside the Clubhouse, the host of Inside the Clubhouse is Bruce Levine. He now joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Bruce, thanks for joining us. It was an interesting story that was put out earlier today about security bollards and security around Wrigley Field being stepped up. What's the reason behind that?
Well, our breaking news is that the Chicago Cubs will be named the recipient of the 2027 All-Star Game after what you talked about, Lawrence, here happening. And that is the final thing that the Chicago Cubs needed to do for Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball security is to get these concrete bollards, which are going to cost the Cubs, the city of Chicago, and the state of Illinois $30 million to put up to be able to be the host and have a secure, what Major League Baseball and their security feels as a secure ballpark for an event like the All-Star Game.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Well, that's pretty exciting, Bruce. The All-Star Game at Wrigley Field in 2027, according to our Bruce Levine. When a ballpark is renovated, oftentimes the owners, especially if it's in a sizable market, if the owners have put in a lot of their own money, which the Cubs did, the owners get rewarded with an All-Star Game. We've seen that play out around the league. Is this something that would have happened earlier had the security issue not been in place, perhaps?
No question. Maybe 10 years ago. Wow. You know, when we're talking about, you know, this thing getting done, when was the final part? Was it 2018, 19, when Wrigley was finally rehabbed totally and the $1 billion was used to do that with the Ricketts family? I think it was right around there. But the reality is that they've been having this discussion all along. But it also took Mayor Johnson to go ahead and push this forward. So the partnership between Mayor Johnson and the city and the Chicago Cubs is a great one, and it's a little different than it was when the last two mayors were there. It was, you know, they were supportive, but not to the point where Mayor Johnson is, and obviously the governor has stepped up as well. So the $30 million is proposed, and it hopefully will be pushed through. It was proposed by Alderman Bennett Lawson of the 44th Ward. And as soon as that's up, you know, again, Major League Baseball likes to award the All-Star Games 2 years in advance. So this summer, we will hear that the Cubs are going to get the 2027 All-Star Game sometime around the All-Star Game or a little bit before. So people should understand that this is the news. They're getting it. They haven't gotten it officially on the record yet. So we'll let Major League Baseball do that sometime this summer. But the news is a great one for Chicago guys, because it can mean anywhere from $250 to $300 million in revenue by hosting the All-Star Game and All-Star Week here in Chicago. And that is something that I know the mayor is looking forward to as well.
So the 1060 project to restore Wrigley Field began in 2014, was announced officially complete in November of 2019. So that is a five-year project, and this announcement comes almost 6 years after the completion of it. Yeah, that All-Star Week, Lawrence, that means Home Run Derby's here, and there's like a whole festival, a traveling festival that comes along with the All-Star Game.
There is also the concern that there is no All-Star Game in 2027.
Right. So that's a great interesting thing that you bring up, and I asked that question to some of my sources, and they do not have the answer of whether or not if 2027 is canceled like we've been hearing because of a possible lockout strike, where that game would go. Would it go automatically to 2028? But again, as I told you before, they would like to give the All-Star Game 2 years in advance for cities. So next summer, the 2028 game would want to be awarded, but coming up after next summer is December 1st, when the contract between the Players Association and Major League Baseball ends and a new CBA will begin, hopefully before that, but we know better, don't we? Because that never happens.
What a nightmare news cycle that's going to be, Bruce. And it's like I could hear them saying, we're not going to announce a 2028 All-Star game just yet. We're going to wait on that until we start talking about the CBA. That's too bad. But trying to figure out, so are we looking at, because we've seen the temporary bollards that are there, the stuff that they have
right.
that raises up on Waveland and on mm-hmm. Sheffield. Are we also talking about Addison and Clark
yes.
being cut off in full?
So Clark is not being talked about because it's considered wide enough. But according to Franz Spielman, who broke the story about the bollards today in the Sun-Times, Addison Street will be widened. Now, if you've driven down Addison next to the ballpark, there's not much space to widen. So I don't necessarily know how that's going to be done because, you know, when they added the new casino in there, some space was eaten up, sidewalk space was eaten up. So I don't know how that'll be done, but that's a part of the plan to putting, as well as putting in the new bollards. That's a part of it.
This is really interesting. We appreciate you bringing it to us, Bruce, and giving us the first crack at this information. While we've been discussing this, we were having a discussion before you jumped on that we wanted your opinion on, if you don't mind. We were talking about the front office of the Cubs and some of the moves that they've made. And there was that survey that had the Cubs not in the top 20 of teams in front offices, and they were Carter was very magnanimous when he came on the Score and talked a little bit about it. Two of the moves Spiegs highlighted, and that's Matthew Boyd and Colin Ray. You've seen these guys interact with everyone in the organization. You've seen them pitch. What type of lift have those two guys given this organization this year?
Well, tremendous, because you know, again, you guys know this because you have people like myself, and you guys are in those clubhouses as well. They bring a tremendous amount of professionalism and support from the other places they've been. And that's all that is a part of Jed Hoyer, Carter Hawkins, but never think that it's not Craig Counsell and his imprint on the front office as well. They have included Craig Counsell in on all of these things in the winter time, and Colin Ray coming here was directly connected to his relationship with Craig Counsell. So those are the type of people, you know, you bring in, you know, great players, outstanding players, but also really good players like these pitchers, and their makeup makes you have just a little bit better type of situation. I'll just allude to one more thing before you guys let me go, and that is, you know, Pete Crow Armstrong talked a lot about, you know, Justin Turner and his impact on him as far as in-game advice one day a week ago that, hey, you have three hits, but don't quit now, okay? Keep your focus. You know, you need to have that focus each and every at bat, and he wanted to let us in the media know how essential guys like Turner are to the team and how important they are as far as their makeup and what they bring, hopefully with the things they bring on the field as well.
Bruce, thanks so much for the breaking news. We appreciate it. The Cubs will host the 2027 All-Star Game, according to our guy, Bruce Levine. It's awesome stuff.